Hello to all. My name is Isadney Williams, and welcome to my podcast. The topic of discussion for today is power, the decisions and all the elements that come with power. The Webster Dictionary has three definitions for power. One, ability to act, produce, and effect. Two, legal or official authority, capacity or right, influence over others, and possession of control. Three, mental or moral or physical might. Each definition shows the complexity of power, but two out of the three show the direct relationship power has with leadership. Individuals that are given positions where they are leaders have the ability to control, advise, or produce decisions in the best interest of others. Individuals who are given power to represent and display authority directly relate to leaders who hold higher positions of power, and their authority influences others. Now, understanding the relationship of leadership and power, first, we must understand the good and bad and the positive and negative impact of power. Individuals possess different sources
of power based on position or personal reference. The Art Science of Leadership reviews the five sources of individual power based on French and Raven's research. One, being legitimate power, which is based on the individuals holding a formal position, others complying and accepting because of the title the power holder holds. Two is reward power, based on the individual's access to rewards, others comply because they want that reward. Three, coercive power, which is based on the individual's ability to deliver punishments and others comply because they fear the punishment the power holder has. Four, expert power, based on the individual's knowledge and expertise in certain areas, others comply because they trust and believe the power holder has. Five, referent power, which is based on the individual's attractiveness and friendship, which means people comply because they respect and have the likability of the power holder. Now, each source of power informs you on how followers or individuals who comply with the power holder is influenced by the leader's source of power. Influence is the ability to alter or change the mind of others, and if you place authority in that picture, the power holder can use his authority to influence followers. Power and influence are in a relationship and may be viewed as synonyms because of some of the characteristics or features they may have in common, such as ability to lead, confidence, authority, and persuasion, just being a few. I view the separation as the comparison between social media influence and the power the president has. The president is presented as a leader of a country and influences the good and bad decisions of the country, and his power is of high authority and impacts the entire country. Now, social media power is the ability to influence things like latest trends, celebrity gossip, or have the power to persuade users in beauty and health. Social media influences gauges views of users and has the power to persuade users to buy or change views or ideas based on popularity or numbers. Both social media and the president have a power, and the levels of influence are the only difference, and that being authority. And the elements of persuasion, each one possess to gain control of the followers or reach a certain type of goal. Now, leaders need to both have power and the ability to influence followers, but a healthy balance of the two in order to avoid negative and possible corruption. Beth Cahill stated the difference of power and influence and how it affects leaders in their staff to be. One, power leads to seek control and often abuse the influence. Often they yearn for attention and respect and use their power to wield attention. The leader by intimidation and fear rather than garnishing that respect. Whereas influence leaders do the opposite. They lead by serving as mentors and inspire others to follow their vision. They're willing to take a back seat and it means helping others with talent to get ahead. Now, both statements are examples of directly and how overusing the power will affect staff in a negative way. And influence will help groom the staff into successful individuals who are not afraid of trial and error because they are being mentored to make better decisions and to learn from the bad decisions they are currently making. Thank you for tuning into my podcast on this relationship between influence and power.